Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guest Tiger Lily Go. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. RanchChannel.com, bull and heifer sales, products and services, events, even the markets. Check out RanchChannel.com. Use it. Y'all will love it. RanchChannel.com. Save it to your favorites on your phone. RanchChannel.com.
Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is our go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
We have never talked about this one before. Today is National Alphabet Magnet Day. I'm talking about those little letters, the alphabet,
yes,
that goes on the fridge. Remember this?
No, I'm not remembering them, because I don't think anybody should outgrow having alphabets on their fridge.
Well, you know, and I never have outgrown it either, because my mom has had those. She still has them on her fridge
today.
I know. And me, and maybe it's just a son that never outgrows razzing their mom. But remember earlier this week how I said I had a pizza delivered to
a school
when I was a junior in high school to kind of be a stinker pants? Well, when it comes to the alphabet letters, I like to rearrange them so they spell different words.
So do I.
Who doesn't love to do that to their mother and drive them nuts, and they get all upset because you made a naughty word.
Exactly.
And you have it on the fridge.
What's
and then
funny?
They got to scramble to move the letters around before the grandkids show up, and they go, Grandma, what's that letter?
I'm not concerned about Grandpa. What I think is hilarious in your household is because your parents are very gracious, and a lot of times on Sundays, they'll invite the local pastor, the priest to come over for Sunday dinner.
Or somebody over.
Tigger do? If he knows even that's going to happen, he's sitting there scrambling these words, and that's the last thing your mom is looking to clean up. Up is the words on her fridge, and this is coming from her son.
I am so bad, but you never outgrow that.